Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's word for another day and see what he has to say. We're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 again, but before I read our text, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we do pray that you would help us to judge rightly in accordance with your scriptures and to see what you have to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we will read 1 through 5, but we're looking primarily at verse 3 through 5 today. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. For with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you, or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring light to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. Well, what do you do when judgment comes? What do you do when someone seeks to cast judgment upon you? You might think, well, at that point you reply and say, the Lord says, do not judge. Maybe you've heard people say that. Jesus said, don't judge. However, there is a right judgment and a wrong judgment, and we must distinguish between those two things. We know there's a right judgment because we're told to judge a tree according to its fruit. In fact, Paul here in verse 2 says that it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. Well, how do you know if someone's faithful? We talked about yesterday the fact that we hold up the word of God as the standard for the faithfulness of a steward and servant of Christ. And we rightly understand that one of the functions of the church is, in its courts, to judge matters by God's word, to consider whether something's right or wrong. But what do you do when wrong judgment comes? This was the situation Paul found himself in. The Corinthians were judging him as it related not to his sinful conduct, but as it related to his work and his office as an apostle. They were calling into question his apostleship and especially how he conducted himself. And we'll see that more in the rest of this letter and in 2 Corinthians as well. So what do you do when someone seeks to judge you in this way? Well, I think there's a series of things that come out in this passage that help us to deal with that. A few principles that I'd like to point us to. Firstly, first principle is to recognize that things need to be put in perspective. Things need to be put in their perspective. Have a look at verse 3. Paul says, "It is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court, for in fact, I do not even judge myself." Now, of course, we know that Paul doesn't mean that we shouldn't be concerned about our actions, because he says to Timothy, study or work hard to show yourself as an approved workman. You should be considering how you're doing and weighing yourself up with the scriptures. But what rather he's saying is that in the great scheme of things, it is a very small matter for another human being to cast judgment upon you. Why? Because there is an eternal judge. There is a judge in heaven who will judge all matters. So we don't need to panic about judgments when they come. So we need to put them in their perspective, first principle. Second principle is that we need to recognize and remember that there is another judge. That even though these human beings are casting judgment upon us, or maybe a court or something else, There is a judge who will judge, and that we see in verse 4. I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. You see, the reason Paul could put these things in perspective is because he knows that even if the Corinthians cast judgment upon him, and even if someone casts judgment upon you, at the end of the day, that judgment is temporary, because there is a judge in heaven who one day will settle all accounts, who one day will judge the situation that you find yourself in. You see, Paul didn't look to the judgment of the Corinthians. He looked to the judgment of God himself, of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great judge. So, first principle, put it in perspective. Second principle, remember there's a judge in heaven. Third principle, remember that judgment is upon the motives and the heart at the end of the day. The judgment of the Lord, not the judgment of man. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about the judgment of God. And we must remember that that judgment runs along the lines of the heart. And so Paul says in verse 5, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. You see, we're very quick, aren't we? We're very quick to cast judgment based upon outward actions. So we see what a person does, and we instantly say that person did wrong. But we're not able to weigh up the motives of the heart. And I don't know about you, but I've found myself in this situation, you probably have as well, where you do something and a person gets really upset at you. And maybe they get angry at you, or they outburst at you. And you try and explain to them, that's not what I was trying to do. That wasn't my purpose. That's not what I was seeking to achieve. And they say, it doesn't matter what your purpose was. What you did was wrong. Now, there is some truth to that. If you do something sinful, it's sin, even if you have a right motive. But if what you've done is not sinful, the question you have to ask yourself is, what was my motive behind that? Because that's what God is going to judge at the end of the day. And that's a far more serious thing to judge. Because often, if we're truthful, we do things that are good, but we do them with the wrong motive. That's a scary thing to think about, isn't it? You see, God will not just judge your exterior actions, but he will judge the very thoughts and motives of your inner heart. But that also provides a safety net, for lack of a better word. When men and women judge our exterior actions and they seek to judge what you've done, and you're feeling like, this is not fair, I was just trying to do what's right, I was just trying to do what's good, I was just trying to serve the Lord, like Paul could have said. Well, one day, God will declare that. One day, God will bring that to light. And no matter how much people disagree with you now, on that day, no one will be able to disagree, because God will show what the true hidden thoughts of your heart were. So, principle one was what? Well, principle one was putting things in perspective. Principle two was remembering that there is a judge in heaven. Principle three, remembering that God will judge the heart. And principle four, it is essential that to be able to stand up under judgment, we need to have a clear conscience. And this flows naturally out of the previous one, doesn't it? There is nothing more powerful at times of judgment than to be able to say, my conscience is clear. I can remember a time in my life when I was crazily falsely accused by every one of my staff members, And I can still vividly remember sitting in a room with my regional manager and my regional manager saying to me, "These are the accusations, Logan." And I turned around to her and I said to her, "Well, that's fine. Because the cameras, because we had security cameras, because the cameras will show that that's not the case." You see, I had a clear conscience and I could welcome the investigation. I could welcome the judgment because at the end of the day, I knew that I was innocent, that I had not done these things. You see, my conscience was clear. And if you have a strong, clear conscience, you can stand up under any judgment. People can take you to any court. And even if they get their case through, you can stand up and say, "My conscience is clear. No matter what your judgment is, at the end of the day, I know that God will declare me innocent." Because, as we've already seen, at the end of the day, judgment belongs to the Lord. And at the end of the day, perspective says that this judgment is a small matter. And at the end of the day, God is going to judge my heart. And so it behoves us to make sure that we have a clear conscience. And the only way we can have a clear conscience is by acting faithfully. Which brings us back to verse 2, doesn't it? And this is extremely important for all of us that are ministers of the gospel, but it's true for all of us. It's true for you in your workplace. It's true for you in your relationship with your husband or wife or with your children to be able to say, "My conscience is clear. I did everything I could to the best of my ability, and I believe I did it rightly in a way that would honor God. And at the end of the day, he will be the judge of my heart." You see, Paul could stand up to the Corinthians, regardless of all of their judgments, regardless of all of their accusations, and he could say, "It is a small matter, Corinthians, for you to judge me, because God knows, and God knows best." Well, may we all have a clear conscience. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we do pray that you would help us to keep our consciences clear, that your spirit would enable us to work and live faithfully so that they will be. Help us to live in accordance with your word, which is the true judge right now. And we look forward to a day when all matters will finally be resolved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.